Services for Harvey Norman Computers and Electrical. Mackay's number one technology destination on 4MK.
17 after 7, a very good morning and hello to our Federal Member for Dorset, George Christensen, live from Canberra. G'day, mate.
Morning, Camo. How are you going?
Good. Look, a big day and a big couple of days in Parliament in regards to, and I don't know why, and I know your point of view in regards to all of this, why there is so much time and why there is so much money being put into something that is probably going to become law down the track anyway in regards to gay marriage.
Yeah, look, it's one of those topics I sort of wish that we'd actually spend less time on in Parliament and more time on more serious issues.
Well, mate, I tell you what, over the last couple of days, you know, with the listeners that I've spoken to, not one is against gay marriage for starters. Other people are just saying, just let it go. What will be, what will be. The money that is being spent, $7.5 million each side for each argument, I think, is that the case? So that's $15 million. Then, plus, you know, over and above that with it going to a referendum type style type thing, is going to cost us, what, $130 million? Is that right? Why isn't that money being spent more so on things like the Bruce Highway?
Yeah, look.
I mean, because it will become law, if not now, but in 5 or 10 years' time. Look at the other countries that have already got it in as law. I mean, it's something that will happen eventually. So why are we having all this kerfuffle over it now?
We could have another vote on Parliament on it, and it would most likely lose.
Yes.
So every time this happens, and look, I've been in Parliament 6 years, and there's just been about as many votes in Parliament as on this topic as I've been in Parliament. You know,
so why not let it lose? Why not let it lose? Save the money, and then in another 12 months' time or 2 years' time, there'll be another vote on it. Yeah, it might win, and then we'll save the money.
Well, it might win, but we've got a bunch of people that are saying we want this issue resolved. And the way that we have, and I've got to say, it's, you know, polls have been taken to show whether people support a plebiscite, a people's vote on this issue. And, you know, 60% plus saying they support a people's vote on this issue. And yes, it does cost money, but elections cost money as well. We don't.
Well, why didn't we do it at the election? It would have saved time and money.
Still would have cost extra money. But,
yeah, but not as much as it's going to cost us now.
Probably not. But, I mean, you know, that's the price of democracy. The people want to have their say on this issue, and I think that they do. I think that everyone's just sick of it, wants to have it resolved once and for all.
Definitely.
And be done with it. Look, I'm not going to shy away from this. I've got to tell you, I was the one who convinced Tony Abbott that there should be a plebiscite.
Yeah, I know that.
And I did that because I had been opposed to gay marriage for a long time, but I realised that there was many, many different views out there in the community. And it was, in fact, talking with a young bloke by William Mackay, who was gay, who convinced me that there was room for a people's vote on this, given that marriage is a cultural institution and people should determine the makeup of cultural institutions in their country. And I thought, well, that's a fairly sound argument. Why don't we just go for that vote?
Is it going to be a compulsory vote?
No. Well, yes, I believe it will actually be a compulsory vote. We'll look at all those mechanics coming out today or tomorrow in the legislation that's being introduced. I think it is going to be compulsory. You know, it's going to be just like an election. You'll turn up to a polling booth and you'll...
What a waste of money.
...give a yes or no and, you know... Well, I disagree, Hamo, because what price democracy? I mean, we could say that.
I understand, but mate, we're looking. Look at how much.
That, and we'll just swap sides in Parliament and keep on doing that every 3 years.
But look at how much money and look how much we're in debt at the moment. We're getting in more and more debt every single day, and then we go and spend $130 million on something like this.
You'd be surprised to know how much each sitting of Parliament costs each week as well.
Yeah.
To go down to Parliament and have. The thousands of people that are working down there in Parliament.
But you could do it when there's
I've got to say, for the for the number of weeks that it takes for a bill like that to be debated, you'd probably be nudging almost near exactly the same amount being spent by just hosting it in Parliament.
Yeah, all right, mate, no worries. Look, that's basically the main reason why I rang is because it became such a big issue. And it surprised me because knowing the demographic of the 4MK listener, on their thoughts and views in regards to gay marriage, and most of them are just saying, well, I haven't had one person say no. Everybody just saying, look, it's been around forever and a day. Let's just move on with it. We don't need to take a vote on this. Just let the government move on with it and just say, yeah, it's okay for gay people to get married. End of story.
Yeah, look, people are going to get their say on it. And if that is the belief that the majority of people have, then, gay marriage will be legalised in Australia.
Yeah.
I got to say that I see the opinion polls. They say one thing.
Yeah, sure.
I conduct my own surveys. I sent out the last survey that I did was going back a year ago, and 60% of people said no in response to that survey to the issue of gay marriage. So,
but, mate, in surveys like that, the people that always sort of answer surveys like that always go for the negative, and that's always been a known fact as well. So, all right, mate.
Well,
look, thank you very much for your time. I've got to go to the news very shortly. I know you've got a busy time in Canberra. All the best with it today. Keep in touch and let us know what happens out of it, and we might catch up with you at the Bowen Fishing Classic this coming weekend, eh?
Cheers, Amo. Yeah,
all right, good on you.
Seeing you.
Cheers.
Bye.